The modern woke left often characterizes themselves as being the logical ones who follow the science. And I think it's pretty obvious that that's entirely wrong.
Menstruating is not exclusive
yes,
to cis
is.
Women. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
But I'm going to give you my take on what I think the left actually worships. And when you see it, you can't unsee it. To start off, I'm going to say the left very generally, but what I mean is the modern extreme woke left. I know a lot of great people who are left-leaning, politically or culturally. This is not about those people. And no, before you jump into the comments, I am not a Republican.
You are a rude, terrible person. Put down the mic.
So for those of you who I respect, who have left-leaning beliefs, know that I am not talking about you. And if you're unsure whether or not you're one of those people, it's probably because you're not. The modern woke left worships two main things: money and power. And notably, other people's money. Now, there might be a third, but we're going to save it to the last. So let's start with money. If someone on the left finds out that someone else is worth a lot or earned a lot of money, let's say Elon, for example, in come the claims that if we had just stolen this amount, we could solve insert problem here. If we just taxed him 5%, well, then we could pay for all child care in the country. If we confiscated all of his wealth, we could solve homelessness. What does this tell us about their understanding of money? It's magic. All problems are literally just wished away as long as you have the right amount of someone else's money. There's no building of things. There's no complex process or design or system that needs to be made. It's just get the money and the problem goes away. Did you know that 95% of entrepreneurs fail? Even with money, lots of hard work, great ideas. In fact, there are many incredibly intelligent and competent people with a lot of money who have attempted to do things and failed. Why? Because money is just the beginning. It's just the first step of like an 18,000 step process to actually achieving something. Yet you listen to these people and there's no thought or consideration that you could take $1 trillion from somebody and just completely blow it or have zero or negative results, which is almost universally the result of when government gets it. I mean, they've got $7 trillion every single year and you're telling me that we can steal Elon's trillion and solve homelessness? What the hell are they doing with $7 trillion? It's their god. It's the magic wand of problem solving. Despite the literal thousands of times that they've stolen money to solve some sort of a problem and the fact that nothing ever got solved and nothing ever got more affordable. But still, they believe. The solution is never something real. It's never a machine that automatically farms without oversight. It's never a more efficient system or better communication for, you know, coordination networks or cheaper technology to preserve and store and transport food. It's just stealing X amount to solve X problem. And also note that it's their solution every time. There's never even anything else brought up in discussion. Every single time that there is anything that they desire or that they see is wrong with the world, it's who can we steal from to get it. Anyone with a brain knows that having money is barely the beginning to solving any problem. If you gave 100,000 random people each $1 billion with the goal of building a skyscraper, you would be lucky if you ended up with one tall building at the end of it. Why? Because money isn't the hardest part of that problem. It's about whether you have the slightest clue how to use $1 billion. Fun fact, did you know that almost every single person who wins a lump sum lottery is either dead broke or millions of dollars in debt within just a couple of years? Many of them say it's the worst thing that ever happened to them. Look it up. Money is a proxy, but you still have to know how to use it. It's a tool. It's like saying that if you could just steal enough hammers, then everybody could live in a free house. You still have to know how to build a house. And it's not a joke either. They say this with a straight face, and they mean it. That if you just stole a couple of $1 trillion from the wealthiest people, that you could solve world hunger. Like, I don't know of a way that you could demonstrate understanding less about the problems of the world than to say something so fucking stupid. Their God is about always getting more of what other people have. Which leads us to the second thing that they worship. Power. This is how they get the money. And no solution ever comes with less government power or less involvement. Here's an easy way to test that. Do you ever notice that when enormous amounts of government fraud or corruption or waste is exposed, they do the exact opposite of what they do when they hear about someone who's wealthy or who has earned a lot of money? They excuse it and defend it. Literally. A dude just recently got caught with a nearly $4 billion healthcare or Medicare fraud scheme. There is not one tweet, find me one tweet, about the amount of child care we could pay for if we got that money back. Nick Shirley alone has exposed over $6 billion in fraud and corruption in like a year just by like walking around and checking in on shit.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
And he is being ruthlessly attacked by the left. No appreciation, no thank you, no candlelight vigils for how much schooling or education we could pay for by getting that $6 billion back. Oh, no, no, no. They are going to create laws to stop him so that he can't uncover anymore. They literally attack with vitriol and distraction. And they say, Nick Shirley hates Somalians. Why? Because it threatens their second god, power. If money is totally wasted or literally even just set on fire for the sake of more political power, then that is money well spent. In fact, we can murder thousands of people, we can lock them in their homes, we can enslave them and put them in cages, we can force medicate them. Almost no evil is too great to protect the true gods of political power and obtaining other people's money. Store that away when you're reading their comments and the tweets. And look, you'll see, those are the only two things. It's the only two solutions. Every single time you steal somebody's money or get the right amount of power and tell the right people exactly what they have to do and leave them no option, and all the problems will just go away. You see it also in their claims about believing in science. What is it that they're actually saying? They're saying, listen to the authorities, respect the power. And they literally say, believe in science and trust in science. And if you don't already see the comical irony in those comments, then you probably have a misguided idea of what the word science even means. Because if you actually go do the science or assess it and come up with your own opinion or your thoughts or conclusions from what science dictates that you do, you will get attacked so bad. Having your own assessment of it is blasphemy. Even if you're using the exact same data that they're using, if your conclusions are different, you're a crazy person. Think about how crazy it is to say that you're right because of scientific consensus. It's literally saying, so many other people say this and I am repeating it and I'm right because of so many other people saying it. That's what that means. Literally, if you don't just follow along or you do the crazy thing of trying to think about it and coming up with your own conclusion, you're a crackpot or a conspiracy theorist or one of those dangerous do your own research people. Again, nothing to do with facts or reason or logic. It's just wrong simply because it's different from what the power that they worship says that it is. Everything is subservient to it. Facts? Don't need those. Truth? That's just a distraction. You can even have thousands of doctors come together and challenge with any amount of evidence that they could conjure up from any amount of study or experimentation, and it doesn't matter. If it's different from what the establishment says, it is wrong. Even if the establishment has to hide their science for 70 years so no one can see it. But if we wanted to go all the way and say there was a holy trinity of what the left believes in, it would be other people's money, political power, and themselves. If you offend these people, you deserve to die. I bet you the vitriol, if anybody actually watches this video, the vitriol underneath it will be profound. A casual breeze of logical challenge will send them into a fury the likes of which you have never seen. This is actually why they have no problem enslaving people who are mean. Or just constructing some elaborate fiction where every mean thing ever said means that other people will take the thing, and they will start thinking the thing, and believe the thing, and they will think the thing even harder, and they will get even more hateful and mean, and then all of society will embrace the mean, hateful thing that I just read, and it will be terrible, and then millions of people will die! And it doesn't matter that that's just some crazy psycho fiction that they just played out in their head. The person in the comment, responsible for the comment that they just said, that led to that giant astronomical feature film trilogy fiction, deserves to die. And it's no coincidence that, you know, anything hateful is just the things that they disagree with. It's not unlike their belief of money, right? Is there's money and then 18,000 steps to accomplishing thing and then the result. And they skip all of that. You have the money, you have the result. And the same with beliefs. If you believe differently than me, then you're hateful because it hurts my feelings. And then 18,000 steps and, oh my God, the end of the world.
We're all 100% for sure gonna fucking die!
And so if every mean comment or everything that makes them uncomfortable results in the end of the world, well, then you should definitely kill everyone who says something mean. Generally speaking, to them, though, the world is their identity. It's their little mental picture of themselves. And so, in a sense, they are saving the world. Because that's all they think the world is. So the woke left does, in fact, have a religion. And ironically, it is an extremely bigoted, fascist, and economically ignorant one. They believe in power, money, and their own self-importance. And they will do anything and stop anyone from getting in the way of their gods. Buy a Bitbox. Hold your keys. Subliminal messaging. Discounts. Show notes.